Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today is National Nurses Day. Well, it's certainly an American day we're taking on board because we think it is that important. It is the day that celebrates the birth of Florence Nightingale on this day in 1820. Tandeka Mcebe is the Deputy President for the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Horton. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Happy Nurses Day.
Oh, thank you very much, and happy Nurses Day to all the nurses of the world.
Absolutely, and we were talking about it. Well, certainly the nurses have been one of the heroes of the last 2 years. Without nurses, without the love, care, and just nurturing, I think, of the nurses over the last while, under the most horrific and difficult circumstances, I don't know where we would be. It was the nurses that unfortunately had to be there when people were dying. Families couldn't be there. It was just a very, very difficult, very, very difficult time. But the reality is, it's always been difficult for nurses, hasn't it? What type of person chooses to become a nurse when it's got to be one of the most difficult things to do?
Yeah. It's true that the nurses have been heroes to all our communities. Not because of COVID. COVID is one of the highlights, but where nurses have played a role in terms of protecting the countries and protecting their families. Mm. You'll remember that they went all out during Ebola, mm-hmm. where they were sacrificing their lives without protective clothing, without correct protective equipment. And also now with the COVID as well, they've played a major role. It's been a calling in nursing, though at the present moment, we also say nursing is also a career where nurses could then be recognized as workers and they do have rights. Because when you're saying it's a calling, people think that they should then just sacrifice their lives without any incentive. That's where we are today. We want to highlight the challenges that the nurses are having, especially when they are at workplace, especially when you look at the issues of staffing, they are understaffed. Whether in South Africa, China, or anywhere in the world, they are understaffed. That is why you'll see the migration of nurses from other countries to other countries, is because countries are understaffed. There is a research that was done by the WHO as well as the ILO. That has proved that nurses in the world globally, the human resource of nurses has been neglected by all member states. Therefore, we need to focus on that, as well as their wages. And they are so low that they cannot even pay for their children's school fees and also to have their houses. So most of the nurses are living in flats. We don't have proper houses. Therefore, today we have taken a stand to the NOSA and then the rest of the nurses that are under the International Nurses Council to stand up and advocate for the nurses in the challenges that they are facing.
It really is just quite unbelievable how valuable and important nursing is and how poorly they are treated. Why do you think historically it's been this way? And is it different in other parts of the world?
Yeah. No, I, as I told you, when you look at how the sacrifices that Florence Nightingale did, he was doing it just for the sake of saving the community without looking at it as a career. Mm. And that's what most of the employers or people in the authority, they take nursing as a calling rather than a career, where nurses then should then be given rights as all other workers. Mm. I think it's an issue of how the nursing fraternity was called at that time of Florence Nightingale, because everybody was saying these are just people that have been called by God to come and serve. But now it's a career because it's a professional. Mm. It's a profession, and people are trained for a degree it's a profession, and it doesn't fit with the people that are in the authorities. Now it's not that you only wake up and you get the thing of serving the community without going through a formal education.
What would you like to see changed for nurses in South Africa?
If I had to ask you, your line is not really
clear. I said, if I had to ask you for just the top three or the top one or the top two, it doesn't really matter. What were the most important things that you would like to see changed for nurses in South Africa?
Their salaries. Mm. That should be the top one.
Mm.
If their salaries can be looked at. And the staffing. We are unable to render services as we know, as we are trained, because of short staffing.
Mm-hmm.
If then South Africa can hire more nurses and train more nurses, because the disease burden or the disease pattern have changed. We can't be having the ratios of nurse-patient ratios being remaining the same when the disease pattern and disease burden are changing. Besides the disease pattern and disease pattern, we also have the natural disasters that are also a challenge. The issue of the climate change has also exposed us that we don't have enough human resource in terms of nursing. We must agree that patients spend more time with nurses rather than spending time with doctors.
Mm.
Doctors, they just come into a ward for a prescription, and the rest of the day, the patients are nurses.
Absolutely.
Therefore, we need to have more nurses than any other category in the health sector.
Absolutely.
Those are the two
most important. Number one is salary remuneration, and number two, making sure that
they are very demotivated.
I'm sure.
You can't leave your children at home. 100%. Suffering, and you are able, and then you went to go out and serve the community.
100%.
I think that is why we are having the challenges of the relationship between the community and the patient. I mean, with communities and the nurses.
Absolutely right. It's all unfortunately that we do have time for, but such an important conversation and such an important area of our lives and of our community, and things that need to change. Tendeka Mcebe, Deputy President for the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa, talking to us about the plight of nurses in South Africa.